The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The last thing Jesus said to His followers was, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Let's pick up from the book, Why God Birthed America, what happened. I quote, "Over the next 300 years, they became carriers of Jesus to others all over the world, so much so that it's estimated that before the 5th century, half the known world had heard of Jesus. Multiplied thousands were becoming what God had created them to be, a channel of His life. The impact of this release of Christ's life through believers affected every part of the culture. The fraudulent Roman courts began to be replaced by a Christian court system, the decisions of which people voluntarily accepted because it was so much more just than the Roman courts. Justice reigned among believers, which brought order to their subculture in stark contrast to the growing anarchy in Roman society. Some Christians began to advance even in the government. Their attitude that they were the people's servants instead of their masters cast a new standard for government service. A few were beginning to see now government is the servant, not the master. Not that these believers were always perfect, not at all. There were some miserable failures in the city of Corinth. Not all who joined with these believers had actually experienced the new birth and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But when occasionally a true believer did stray from his master, the discipline exercised by the withdrawal of the group of believers caused him to quickly return to the fold. The world was far too cold for a real believer to want to stay there very long. The warmth of real acceptance in the body of Christ was a powerful drawing force to effect His quick return. This powerful flow of the life of God through believers was the fulfillment of God's dream for man to be a vessel of His life in this world. These believers have become Christ's body. He had immersed them into the life of Christ. They were now His dwelling place, His body in this earth. God was now living through some men, doing what He does in the way He does it. While God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were thrilled with the overall scope of things, there was one who was not thrilled. The diabolical enemy of man was in serious trouble. His old line to the minds of men that they couldn't possibly be what God had created them to be was working less and less. The more men saw the love and faith of the Christian community, the more they were believing the message that God had a plan for their lives too. They in turn would change their mind about God and Christ, receiving Him as their master. They too would experience this new birth of Christ in their spirits and become a vessel His life could flow through, and the process was then repeated all over again. From Satan's perspective, the situation simply could not be worse. This must be stopped. He simply could not allow man to discover that, by the power of the indwelling Christ, he could become what God created him to be. Why, whole regions or even nations might become carriers of this message unless he did something now. And he did have a plan." End quote. Have you discovered that Christ in you is the hope of you becoming what God created you to be? Or are you trapped in Satan's plan? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken from our book, Why God Birthed America. You can order a copy of Why God Birthed America at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.